Hey everybody, John Nagel here, coming to you with your winter sports review on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. I recently got a chance to sit down with girls basketball head coach, Coach McDonald, to ask her about her recent season. We asked Coach McDonald to take a look back at the season this year and to tell us about any surprises she had from any of the girls.
Definitely the biggest surprise was Layla Zapata and how much she contributed this year. She played mostly JV last year. Her work ethic increased. She was in tremendous shape and just was a really positive contribution to the team.
We also asked Coach McDonald how she felt about coaching for the same school that she once played basketball for.
I'm grateful for it every day. I loved playing here. Some of my fondest memories were here at Sterling, and to be able to be in that gym, in the place that I felt so comfortable, and to now as an adult be comfortable and be able to give back to my school and my community, it's very rewarding.
Coach McDonald is the fastest coach in South Jersey history to reach her 200th victory in her coaching career. We asked Coach McDonald how she was able to keep the girls so successful with the team's lineup changing, whether it be major or minor.
I've just gotten really lucky over the past 10 years to have a lot of talent and to have girls that worked really hard. We've gotten some really, really good transfers, really good local girls, and wherever they came from and however talented or whatever they always work very, very hard for me, and it's the girls that make me look good as a coach.
The girls had an amazing season this year with a record of 24-5. We asked Coach McDonald what her strategy was to keep the girls so motivated enough through the whole season to do so well.
It comes from them, really. Again, I'm just lucky to have great kids that work really, really hard for me. And you kind of figure it out as the season goes along, how to motivate them and what buttons to push and when to give them a break, like when to step on the gas and lay off, when to be tough, when to be nice. And I guess it just comes from experience.
Coach McDonald has three seniors graduating from the basketball team, all of which are starters. We asked Coach McDonald what her plan was to fill their spots for next year.
We were pretty deep. We went 8 deep on the bench, and so there's any number of girls that can step in and fill in that spot. I think we're going to be maybe just as good as we were. The seniors will be hard to replace from a leadership aspect, but you know, I had Layla and Sabrina and Ziamara coming off the bench, and they just supply so much athleticism to the team. So I think that we're going to be good going forward. Taylor Carter had a really good year, and I expect her to see time as my point guard, and we'll see where we go.
Watching the Cape May Sterling game, it was easy to see it was a good, tough game to play. We asked her what her thoughts were on the game.
That game was the most exciting, stressful, fun, awesome game in 10 years that I've ever coached in. It was a packed gym. The fans are awesome from both sides. I thought our fans and their fans had showed a lot of sportsmanship. It never got ugly. I don't think anybody was talking trash. It just was a really, really cool environment. It felt like a true championship game, and it was obviously a battle the whole entire time. It was an amazing game to be a part of.
Lauren Holden is a key player for Lower Cape May. We asked Coach McDonald what her strategy was for the girls to keep Lauren from scoring another 41 points against them like last year's game.
We worked really hard. We started preparing for that game a month ago, and we worked on a man defense, switching people on and off of her, and adding a lot of help. And I think we were pretty effective when Sabrina Shinkowitz played her. Sabrina did a really, really good job of locking her down, and the girls did a good job on help. Brenna Lambert was on her for a good chunk of the night. That girl is just that good, and so many of her points ended up coming from the free throw line and right in the beginning of the first quarter. And you take that out and concentrate in the middle of the game, we did a really good job of shutting her down.
We asked Coach McDonald if the game against Lower Cape May was the toughest loss in her coaching career.
Absolutely. We were in the finals 4 years ago, and I was really close with that team, but we weren't really supposed to be in that game or win that game. This game, the girls worked so hard and were in it the whole entire game, and that was probably the saddest locker room I've ever been in after the game. I really couldn't even speak to them. We all just kind of cried together, told each other we loved each other. It was tough.
We asked Coach McDonald how she and the girls felt coming out of the game.
I feel like the girls know that they played and gave it their best shot. I think that we all felt had a couple things gone differently or a couple things gone our way. It was our game to win, but I think it solidified for them how hard they worked over the season. And we always talk about being a family and working hard for each other, and they did that in that game. And just seeing them the day after, they all, even though the season's over, they could have all gone their separate ways, they all stuck together, you know. And I think it maybe that brought them closer than they've been. Unfortunately, it ended in a loss and we were done, but I think it just solidified for them how tight they actually really were.
This has been your girls' basketball winter sports review. I'm John Nagel here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.